Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good buddy Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam's a great friend of ours, long time, golly, coming up on 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Where has the time gone? He's an independent financial advisor and management expert extraordinaire. He's forgotten more about how to run a business than you and I will ever know. And he's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Sam. Okay, so I've been polling my audience, my online community, people who subscribe to my newsletter, people who visit my website, our Twitter followers, et cetera, et cetera. Every week we ask them a different question, Sam, as you remember, like what you guys used to do once a month.
Uh-huh.
And about four times a year, I poll them about the economy.
Yeah.
And sometimes more than that with just different questions like hiring. In fact, I've got a hiring question out this week. But it's been interesting since 08, it still seems like after 6 years now, more than 6 years, it's coming up on 6 years since the recession was over. Mm-hmm. It just still seems like people are small businesses are still struggling. More are struggling than not.
Well, it's still really, really competitive in part because the economy has been improving, but it's been improving at such a slow rate that there's still plenty of slack despite what we see in terms of unemployment rates coming down. There's still plenty of slack.
But to hear some politicians and hear some of the media, you think we were rocking and rolling out here.
What the statistics don't tell you is
it ain't so, is
work.
It?
Well, all right, let's say the unemployment rate has come down from about 9.8% in January 2010. Let's use a 5-year period here. From 9.8% to, 5.7%. Now that would sound pretty good. It would sound like we're rocking and rolling. But what that does not tell us is the quality of the work,
mm-hmm.
and the quality of the opportunities. If you used to have a job that paid, let's just pick a number, $50,000, and you got laid off from that during the recession, and now you're working for $30,000, you are still counted as employed. But you might not be as happily employed, put it that way.
Right.
And that's the statistics. It's easy for the news media to grab onto a headline and go, "Wow, this is great." But they don't go deeper. They don't drill down.
And my audience knows that we drill deeper here on this show because yeah. I have not bandied about the U3 unemployment rate. I've been discounting and pejorative about the U3 rate because that's just a household rate that's not
yep.
scientific at all. And the better rate is the U6 rate that includes people who have stopped looking for a job, and it is more consistent with another indicator, which is the one about people who are employed, the employed percentage, which is now down at 38-year low levels, so going back to the Carter days.
Well, yes. Let's take a look at U6. This is the broader measure of unemployment that includes the discouraged workers that have dropped down. That in the same 5-year period has gone from 17% to 11.3%.
Right.
Now that 11.3 is still less than wonderful, but it does show improvement.
There has been improvement in employment. There's no question about that. But
yep.
it's not exactly good times.
No, it's not. Let's look at a couple of other things just in terms of relative improvement. Total workforce has gone from 153 million to 157 million, and at the same time, the number of payroll jobs has gone from 130 million to 141 million. In other words, the number of payroll jobs has grown at a faster rate than the total workforce, which is why the unemployment rate has come down.
Worker participation is down to like 62 or 63%, and that's lower. But the other thing, Sam, is well, I'll tell you what, we need to take a quick break. We're going to come back and let Sam drill down into the real indicators, and we'll do that more after these messages. Right after these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.